Blog Talk Radio. Jesus. God
bless
Hallelujah. You all this morning.
Oh, glory.
Amen, amen. Lord God, we thank you for that beautiful song.
Yes.
When we reach the other
shore.
When we reach the other shore.
Oh,
how many
Lord.
Looking to go to that other shore?
Hallelujah.
How many are looking to go to that other shore? Hallelujah. Because this is not our home. Hey,
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you, Lord God.
Oh,
hallelujah. We greet each and every one of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. This is early Sunday morning prayer. And what a beautiful way to open up prayer. Talking about when God is going to wipe all tears away. Talking about there'll be no more suffering. Hallelujah. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more weeping. All we're going to do is just sit around the throne and praise God. We won't be sitting, but we'll be standing. We'll be laying prostrate. We'll be crying out to the Lord day and night, singing songs of Zion. Singing about his greatness, singing about his wonders, singing about his love. Hallelujah. The other show, when we get to that other show, oh God. Oh Lord, we got to read until you hear it this morning, and we're going to go right on into prayer. Hey, yeah, no, Moshiach. We waving all the preliminaries because this is early Sunday morning prayer. This is a time when we come together in fellowship. This is a time when we come together and tell the Lord how thankful we are. This is a time when we come and give him some praise. Yes, I know you may be getting ready to your houses of worship. Oh, but it's a wonderful thing when you can come into his gates with thanksgiving. Come before his courts with praise. Oh, it's a beautiful thing when you can bring your praise with you. Oh, it's a beautiful thing when you can think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. It's a wonderful thing when you can cry out to the Lord and thank him for protecting you. Thank him for letting his blood cover you day and night. Oh, we're not deserving of anything. Oh, God, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be this morning? When men would have swallowed us up, where would we be this morning? Oh, we give you praise this morning, God. We lift you up, Jesus, and we give you all the glory and all the praise. Oh, we will bless the Lord at all times. And your praise, Lord God, shall continually be in our mouth. Our soul shall make our boast in you, Lord God. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. We sought the Lord and he heard us. And he delivered us from all of our fears. They looked unto him and they were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. This poor man, this poor woman cried and the Lord heard us. And he saved us out of all of our troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack, and they suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me, says the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What is man? What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. for the alive and the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. We're reading out of Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and deliver them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. We say it every day. He's nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And say, he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Oh, broken heart and a contrite spirit. God will in always turn it away. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None of us will be cast aside. None of us will be without. Oh, Lord, so this morning, this 28th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013, we come, God, to give you glory. We come to give you praise. We come to thank you for how wonderful you are. We come to tell you how great you are. Oh, for your great and your greatly to be praised. Oh, God, we asking you to forgive us this morning. Forgive us for every ill word that we've spoken out of our mouth. Forgive us for every evil thought that gets into our hearts this week, God. Oh, God, forgive us, Lord God, for not turning the other cheek. Forgive us for the wrong that we've done this week. And even this year, God, this is the seventh month. We're going on into the eighth month of all. We're going on into all this, Lord God. Many of us made resolutions. Oh, God, and many of us said, Lord God, what we wouldn't do this year. Oh, God, but we thank you for having mercy upon us. We thank you for your graciousness this morning. Oh, for when we didn't fulfill any of those vows, any of those desires, God, you still had mercy on us. You still granted us grace, God. Oh, God, you have still been our helper in the time of need. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for when the floods would have came and overtaken us. You had us where we were able to still maintain. Oh, God, you have rebuilt through the devourer for our sake, God. Oh, and for that, we say thank you. We repent of all the evil. We repent, God, hallelujah. We repent for not giving you glory. We repent for not talking to one another in the right manner. We repent for the curses, God. We repent, Lord God, when you told us to do something and we failed to do it. We repent this morning, God. Take all unrighteousness out of our heart this morning, God. Give us a heart of flesh, God. Give us a heart to love like you, God. Give us a heart, Lord God, to be able to forgive. Strengthen our heart this morning, God. Oh, God, we asking you to continue to have mercy upon your people, God. Oh, God, for we know not what to even pray for. Oh, God, but we thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning, for it making intercession for us with mourning and groaning. We thank you, Lord God, for when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to that rock, God, that rock that is higher than ours. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for when our heart is overwhelmed, God, lead us to the rock, God. Oh, help us to stand on the rock. Oh, we know that rock is Jesus. We know that rock is Jesus, God. Oh, help us not to look to the left or the right, God. Help us to keep our eyes fixed upon you. Fixate waited upon you, God. Help us to hide this word in our heart that we may not sin. Oh, God, we thank you for this nation as a whole, God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for all the different governments, God. We thank you for our troops, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the policemen, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the nurses and the doctors. We thank you for the lawyers and the attorneys, God. We thank you, God, for all those that go before us and intercede on our behalf, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we ask you to create in us a clean heart this morning, God. Renew my spirit within us, God. Oh, we thank you for all of our listeners out there this morning. We thank you for the downtrodden this morning. We thank you for those that may not have this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you, Lord God, for a sound mind, God. Oh, God, you say, let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, we lifted up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Help us, Lord God, to call on you day and night. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous one in and they are saved. Help us to keep on the full armor of God. Help us, Lord God. For we can't do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, God. That's why we're calling on you, Lord God. For you are the creator. You are God that never slumbered nor sleep. You're the God of the righteous. You are just, God. You are righteous, God. We thank you because nothing is hidden from us. God, we bless you today, God. We beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Help us not to be conformed to this world, but help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, God, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, God, help us to stay in the ark of safety. Help us, Lord God, to know from whence cometh our help. We know, God, we can't do nothing without you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for your blood on this morning. We thank you for this platform this morning, this wonderful platform on Blog Talk Radio, a platform where we can come, a platform where we can teach, a platform where we can preach, a platform where we can pray, a platform where we can encourage one another, a platform where we can enlighten one another, a platform where we can empower one another, to pursue our destiny in Christ Jesus. We thank you for all of our leaders this morning. We thank you for the bishops. We thank you for the prophets and the apostles. For we are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Oh, we bless you today, God. We bless you, God. Oh, God, we bless you. We give you glory and we give you praise, Jesus. For there's none like you. Thank you for Sister Ruby this morning, God. Thank you for all those that call in each and every day, God, to hear your word. Some have been troubled, God. Trouble has been on every side, God. Oh, Lord, we asking you to shield them and protect them, God. Remember my mother this morning, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch her, God. Touch her heart this morning, God. Touch her physical body this morning, God. Oh, God, let her get in tune with you. Oh, God, you're still sounding the trumpet. The doors are yet open, God. The doors are yet open, God. Remember my sister Dawn this morning. Remember Jarvis and Nas and our grandchildren this morning. Remember Sister Carter this morning, God. God. Oh, continue to bless her, Lord God. Oh, remember, God, Sister Evangelist Sharon Phillips and the bereaved family, God. Oh, continue to strengthen their heart, God. Remember all of our leaders that come on this broadcast. Those that came on last week, Minister Michael, Bishop Grant, God, look down upon him this morning. Remember their Aaron Singleton, God. Remember Evangelist, our Pastor Tajana Logan that was also on this week, God. Oh, remember Pastor Hamilton that comes on Provoked Fridays. Remember Faithful Spates and our mother Patricia Spates, God. Oh, we bless you for them this morning, God. Remember Evangelist Joshua and all of those, Sister Albertine and Sister Cannon. Remember Sister Patrice, God. Haven't seen her this week, God, but you know where she is. Remember Sister T this morning, God. All those that have been faithful and come on this broadcast and support us. Remember all of those that support with donations and contributions, God. Oh, we bless you this morning for them, God. We give you glory for them this morning. Continue to teach Sister Ruby, God. Oh, God, continue to let her be attentive. Keep her with a willing heart, God. Let your blood surround her home, God. Remember her grandson, God. Oh, remember her family this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. Remember my son this morning. Go to Angola, Louisiana, and touch him, God. Touch his mind, God. Comfort his heart, God. Oh, God, open up a door where I'm able to go and visit my son, God. Oh, just to let him know that somebody cares. Just to let him know that he's not forgotten. Just to let him know how much you love him, Lord God. Because your love is the greatest love. Oh, God, your love is the greatest love. Remember Danielle this morning. Remember the women that's in prison and the men that's in prison all over this nation, God. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. Comfort them, Lord God. Give them a mind, God, to draw nigh unto you. For you say, if you draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. Oh, God, help us this morning, God. Help us this morning, God, to love without dissimulation. Help us to walk circumspectly before you, God. Help us, Lord God, to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Visit the prisons this morning, God. Visit those that are sick and in the hospital bedridden this morning. Visit those that have already been pronounced their last rites over. Oh, God, but you have the final say in our lives, God. Oh, God, visit your houses of worship this morning. Your houses of prayer this morning. Touch your women and your men everywhere, God. Touch boys and girls, God, where they can be obedient to their parents, Lord God. Oh, look down on my grandchildren this morning, God. Encourage their hearts, God. Remember Rayel. Remember Nino, Kenyel, and Dariel, God. Oh, remember my great-grandchildren also, God. Oh, God, we love you this morning, God. Oh, we can't do nothing without you, Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, Lord God. Remember my other brothers, Vern and Ellis. And Andrew and Perry, God. Remember Sharita this morning, God. And our children. And our Moshaya. Oh, God, we bless you, God. Remember Dale, Melanie, Glenn Ness. Hallelujah. Remember, Lord, this morning, God. Oh, God, remember Brother Mike, God. Touch him, God. Whatever is going on with him, God, touch his heart, God. Regulate his heart, God. Regulate his mind, God. What the devil meant for good, turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, turn it around for his good. In the name of Jesus. Sister Ruby, if you feel like praying, go right ahead. We thank you, Lord God, for this platform. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have afforded us. You and we love you and we praise you. We ask you to the ones that's homeless, Lord Jesus, that don't know where to go, that their minds are gone. Lord, you can regulate a mind because you said all souls are yours, say the Lord. We just thank you for the opportunity to come on with prayer time. You know, prayer time, you want us to talk to you about the situations of this earth. Already, you walked on this earth for 33 years. Hallelujah. And you died on that cross that you may redeem us back to you. And you say, come, my children, because I'm here for you. We thank you and we love you. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? Hallelujah. You're so merciful. You're so kind. You're so gracious. You're so giving. You're so understanding. You always make a way out of no way. You say, come, let me fix your heart. Come, let me fix your mind. Come, let me fix your feelings. Your feelings have to be spiritual minded. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for taking out time with us. We thank you for gathering us together. Hallelujah. Like you said in your word, Lord Jesus, you gathering your people from the north, from the east, from the south, from the west. You gathered your family together that you have chosen and called. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We thank you that you feel like we are your family, Lord Jesus, that one day you brought us up out of sin and shame. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We didn't know which way we were going. We didn't know how we could get there. Hallelujah. But we were in the world and thinking like the world. But thank you, Jesus, that you look down on us and you say, that's my child, that's my daughter, that's my son. I'm going to come and get them. I'm going to pull them out. They say, if you lift you up, you'll draw all men unto you. And, Lord Jesus, we thank you because you haven't lost the case yet. None of your words has dropped to the ground. Everything that you have said in your Holy Bible has come to pass for your children in this world. Hallelujah. And you say, well, you had 12 tribes of Israel to begin with when you made this earth. But then you went on to the New Testament. You came down here and you died on the rugged cross to redeem man's soul back to you. And we thank you that you put us in that. And you said, whosoever will. Hallelujah. Whosoever will, let them come. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have made it a personal call, all over the world for your children, because you said all souls are yours, say the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just praise you this morning. We just thank you. Hallelujah. We just thank you for this time. We just thank you for this as Evangelist Bernard said. We just praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because you know the time, you know the day, you know the year, you know the month, you know where we live, you know the hairs on our head, you know what's going on with us, you know when we sick, you know when we well. And you said that you have 24-hour line, that you could call on you at any given time. You said you never slumber nor sleep for your children because the love that you have, you put your God on the cross. What manner of love is that with a man? We can't find it nowhere in this world. Hallelujah. But we'll find it when, as the song says, when we reach the other shore with you, Jesus. We just thank you. As Evangelist Bernard was saying, Lord, if I said or done anything that was offensive or I didn't know or I did know, I ask you, I repent. I ask you to forgive me because we don't want this early morning prayer or whatever you allow us to do on this broadcast to be hindered and stopped because of our not repenting and unforgiveness and kindness and love and gentleness. You said we got to have the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, how can we get the fruits of the Spirit with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? You said to call on you. hallelujah, to call on you, and you will show us great and mighty things, and you will put the words in us. Hallelujah. You will teach us how to have understanding in the spiritual nature for the world, for mankind, for you to love you. Hallelujah, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our thoughts, with all our wants. We've got to love you unconditional. We thank you because you loved us. Hallelujah. What such love has man ever gave, Lord? We just thank you. We just praise you. And we just give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. And we thank you for this time of prayer. We praise you for it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for waking us up. Hallelujah. And coming before your holy throne with praises unto your holy name. We thank you that you're allowing us to come and give you glory and praise before we go into our different assemblies and worship centers. We thank you that we can walk in with the praise in our heart for you. Hallelujah, that you have heard our cry, that you have answered us, and you said, here I am, my child, here I am. Tell me what it is. I know what it is. I know all about you. I know you when you were in your mother's womb. Hallelujah, like you said in Psalms 23, you said to rest. Hallelujah, you're going to give us green pastures. Hallelujah, if we do your will and your way. Lord Jesus, keep us being obedient to your word. Keep us loving each other. Keep us loving your church that you have shared with your own blood. Keep us loving, Lord Jesus, as you have loved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in our heart. Hallelujah. Everything we do, Lord Jesus, let it be according to your will and your way and your words. And be obedient and have faith. Lord, teach us to get more faith, to understand what faith is. Faith is something that you don't see, but you believe it because you said it in your words. By faith it shall be performed. How is your faith? Lord, give us and strengthen our faith more and more that we may go forth and hold on to your words and stand. If you told it, if you said it, it shall be done. If you said it, it shall come to pass. If you said it, you love to give your children what you said. Hallelujah, that you know that we can walk in this earth together with you. We are not walking by ourselves because you're walking alongside of us. Hallelujah, we're not teaching on ourselves because you're teaching right with us. We're not walking and talking and thinking and acting on ourselves because you're there with us, and we just love you for it. Hallelujah, we thank you just for forgiveness. You put in there repentance. Hallelujah. That's all you ask us to do. Repent and live according to your word. And as we grow and blossom in your word, that you will lead and you will guide and you will direct us. What more can we ask of but to say thank you? Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross that you may redeem us back. Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us up out the fire. We thank you and we praise you. And we know that you love us so much that you got on that cross and you brought us back, that old rugged cross. And I mean you suffered. Oh, as we go through it to your steps, you suffered that you may bring back a redeemed, sinful people back unto your disobedient people. And we thank you that you included us in it today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you knew the time and the place that you would bring us in. Hallelujah. And what's so wonderful about you, Jesus Christ, is that you bring the families and into your kingdom from all over the world. Hallelujah, all colors, all creeds. Hallelujah, all languages. Hallelujah. The family is like a rainbow. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, when we look at your church, when we look at your family in your church, everybody is sitting in that body. Everybody is welcome. Hallelujah. You say, come, that you may sit at your table. Come, go get the lame, the blind, the ones that that have handicaps. Hallelujah. You say, go out and get them and bring them back to the table, to the Lord's table, where they may be fed to. How wonderful we serve a God like you. Hallelujah. How kind in your heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just want you to work on my heart, to work on my mind, to work on my to work on it, to know that when the word is going forth, that it illuminates in my heart and it come out, and not only that I talk it, but I walk it. We need, I want action. You want action. You're the action God. Everything you look in this Bible, it was action. You spoke it and it was so. Hallelujah. You said, come forth, and it came forth. You told Lazarus to come forth, and it came forth. So you're telling us, if you told us anything, it'll come forth with it, because I have set it in order for you and the people, and I have set my kingdom work on this earth. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have called us in to be in your kingdom. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the callers. We thank you for each and everybody. We thank you so much for this broadcast. Hallelujah, because you didn't have to give it to Evangelist Bernarda. Didn't have to give it to her. Hallelujah. She could have kept on saying in her mind and heart, Lord, you gave me this vision, but I don't see it. It's not come to pass. But if you said it, Lord Jesus, it shall come to pass. You said the time, it's your time. It's the season for everything, and your season came, and it came to be before. You put it in our heart and our spirit and our mind, and now it's come to pass. We've been on this broadcast going on 20 months. And Lord Jesus, we have not walked anything. You have brought on great men and women of God with the word. You know that you bring them on, but we thank you because your rhema word comes from above, from heaven. Evangelist Bernard allows you to set the course, to set the order in this broadcast. And we thank you and we praise you. And we just give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. We can't do anything without you. And we just thank you this morning for allowing us to repent for everything we said and done. Watch over our families, Lord, as Evangelist Bernard has called out. Hallelujah. I ask you to watch over the sick and the shut-in. Hallelujah. The ones that's in the convalescent hospitals that don't have anybody to come in and see them. The hospital ministries, Lord, we ask you to work on their behalf, Lord, to send your people in there with anointing. Lord Jesus, when you went to Lazarus' grave, you raised him up. You told him to pull back the stone. Hallelujah. And they pushed back the stone, and you hollered out, Lazarus, come forth. If you had hollered out, everybody come forth, everybody would have came out that tomb and walked. But you knew you had a mission. It was Lazarus, and you brought him back from the dead. So we know that you have the power and you have the anointing, but you use man and woman on this earth to go forth with your ministry, Lord Jesus. We actually do to anoint them more to go forth in the ministries of hospital ministries, of shut-in ministries, of convalescent ministries, of prison ministry. Hallelujah, every ministry you seem deed that your children are in, Lord Jesus, we know that you can sit it in with power, sit them in with power and anointing from on high, Lord Jesus, because we can't do anything without you. You have to walk with us. You have to talk with us. You have to lead and you have to guide us, and we thank you for being on this earth. But that song said, on the other shore. Woo! I was just toe up this morning because I can't wait to be on the other shore. It said, no more crying, no more tears. Hallelujah, no more worrying, just being up there praising you all day and all night. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give us an opportunity to know that it is another side, that when we leave this earth, it's not finished. We have to come before you. Hallelujah. We want to be with you, and we want you to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. You have done a lot. I thank you. You have done and been obedient to what I've asked you to do. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you this morning, Jesus, because without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. We look to the east. We can't find nobody like you. We look to the west. We can't find nobody like you, Jesus. We look to the north. We can't find nobody like you. We look to the south. We can't find nobody like you, Jesus. And we love you and we praise you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come on. Or not on Sunday morning prayer. You gave that to Evangelist Bernard over a year going on 2 years, I imagine. Hallelujah. I know it's been some time and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for the broadcast. You have it on 7 days a week. You have Evangelist Bernard and us on 5 days a week. But you have Minister Billy Burns and her husband, Lord, co-hosting the pastor. And we thank you. We ask you to bless that ministry, to bless them, Lord, the more that they took on that responsibility that you have called for them to have testimony on Saturday morning. And we thank you because Evangelist Bernard had allowed this broadcast to be deemed of how you wanted it. And we thank you this morning. We praise you and we love you. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. All the praise and honor you deserve. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for bringing us in the way you would have us to do. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us obedience. We thank you for teaching us more love. We thank you for teaching us more how to love our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching us how to forgive. Hallelujah. Whether we're wrong or right, we must make amends and forgive. Hallelujah. Because you say, how can we forgive? How do we love our brothers and sisters on this earth and say we love you and don't love them? Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the openness that you have brought on to your people. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the praises. It's an honor that you would choose us to be on this broadcast, whether it's to hear, whether it's to donate, whether to walk, whether to preach, whether to teach, whatever you have put in their ministry, because everybody come on this broadcast have a ministry. Hallelujah, that you have deemed. Hallelujah, and you say to work at your ministry. To work while the day is long, so that when night comes, no man can work. Hallelujah. So we thank you for this work you have given us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us and you protect us, and your blood is covering every area of our lives. Hallelujah. And the listeners' life, and on the archives, and Facebook, and each and every one. Evangelist Bernard had called out quite a few names, so you know them. And we thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. We want to hear from you before we add or say anything on this broadcast. Hallelujah. That's not coming from you. Hallelujah. Because your words stand. Heaven and earth may pass away, but your words is always settled in heaven and on this earth. So we thank you. We praise you. We love you. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. And as they used to say, come on by, Lord Jesus, come on by. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Ghost fill this place. Hallelujah. Let your anointing fill your people. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for that prayer this morning. We thank God for everyone that have tuned in to listen to early Sunday morning prayer. We appreciate you and love you. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. And we're going to continue to preach and teach the word that God has given us. So we just thank you. Go back into the archives. If you desire to listen to any of the broadcasts, you can go back in our archives and listen on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries. We bless each and every one of you. Don't know who's on the line, but we thank God for you, and we ask that you have a beautiful and blessed day. Maybe Dawn or Sister Carter, I don't know if they're on the line, but anyway, we God knows who you are. He knows where you are. Amen. So we just pray that God's blessings will go with you today and throughout the week, and that he will continue to shield and protect you and your family, and he would keep you with a mind to continue to lift this holy name up and be saved. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby. You can close us on out with the song in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you. Sister Dawn is on too. God bless.